Good morning and happy Saturday. As you can tell by my voice, I've taken up smoking cartons of Marlboro Reds every Friday night. But I do have my amphetamines and my friends here today. We're going to talk college football, specifically the University of Texas. That's why you're here. It's been a big week for us. We've had a four-star recruit, Bo Barnes, has committed as linebacker, the elite recruits. We have loads of those that were at our Longhorn City Limits. And today we're hosting a scrimmage with some key high school recruits. All of that and more is coming up. But before we get into anything, we're going to talk a little bit about what we should expect to see or the type of news we want to come out of this scrimmage. So let's get down to business. All right, guys. So what do you want to see at the end of this scrimmage today? What type of news do you want coming out of this?
Go for it, Ian. This is your bread and butter.
I think I want to hear positive things about the defense. I have a few specifics, but just in general, the defense should be very familiar with what the offense is doing. They should be jumping on stuff. They should be starting to gel with the young players. The guys that are emerging in roles that are bigger than the roles they had a year ago. In particular, I want to hear that the defensive tackles are holding the point well, that they're figuring out how to get in the right gaps and hold their ground and not letting the offense just wash over the defense like it sounds like it happened a few times earlier. And I actually want to hear about turnovers. I think in general, people don't want to hear turnovers from their quarterbacks, right? But with the defense, as they grow comfortable in the schemes they're running and the coverages, and they get really familiar with what the offense is trying to do and their base concepts that they sort that they'd be likely to run in scrimmages, I want to hear about them jumping routes. I want to hear about them getting the ball out on Jaden Blue or a smaller running back or ball carrier. In general, I think we kind of know that the offense is going to be excellent this year. It's not really a lot of question marks or concerns there. There's so many returning players that are proven that you know that the floor is really high. The defense is where a lot of the questions are. They have a lot of advantages in an environment like this, and you want to hear that they're taking advantage.
I think one thing that we should highlight to the fans, too, before we get any further, Eric, is this is live ammo. We're going live on this one. This is, right. With the exception of going, obviously, after our quarterbacks, there's going to be some hitting today.
Yeah, absolutely. To piggyback on Ian, run fits are a big one. That's kind of the concern all spring so far. You know, the D tackles have actually done okay holding their ground. They're not totally getting washed out. But yeah, as Ian said, they got to do a better job getting in the right gaps. I'll be interested to hear what offense Sark came with today. Did he come with his fastball or his changeup? You know, last week, the defense had a pretty good grasp of what the offense was doing. It wasn't a lot of the new things that they'd worked on this spring. I'm curious to see if after the defense pretty much unanimously won last week, recruits said it, our sources said it, Sark mentioned it. Is Sark going to say, all right, you know what, I'm going to give him a little something different this week and dial it up with more of the 2024 offense rather than 2023?
Have you heard anything from your sources about the level of – obviously the level of competition is high, but do Sark and Pete like to get after each other a little bit in these types of things? Is there some rivalry there we've got going on with Pete and Sark?
Yeah, there's definitely been some sessions and practices where it's cat and mouse and it's Sark versus PK, mano a mano, going call for call. I noted Sark got the best of them earlier in spring when they did that route. I'm not sure if that's 100% what they're doing today or if it's more scripted as far as what concepts they want to work on. But I'll learn that today. You know, that's something I'll dive in on when I get some people on the phone after the scrimmage. I think the scrimmage is from 11 to 1, so we'll have an update on Inside Texas later this afternoon.
One of the things that you and Cookie were highlighting last night were some of the players that were performing really well at each position level. I put the link to that video in the show description, but we had some surprising names come out of the D end position. And I think one of the things that's really good, or at least fun from a Texas fan perspective, is that's a position that's been a bit of a drought for us for a while. And there's some exciting things going on in there. Are there things in particular we want to look for that? Obviously getting to the quarterback is one of them, but these are still in some developmental phases with some of these guys.
I mean, well, the pass rush from that position is vastly improved over last year. The addition of Trey Moore, Ethan Burke having some more time to develop, the addition of Colin Simmons. And then, you know, Baron Sorrell is a solid pass rusher, not a great pass rusher. Doesn't necessarily move like your typical pass rusher, but he's got a good motor and good play strength, so he can find his way to the quarterback. So the team source I talked to didn't want to take the mantle away from Baron Sorrell as the best edge just yet, but he said, man, it could be an entirely different response in August. He said Ethan Burke is right there. Of course, Trey Moore has been received praise throughout, really since the day he got on campus. So, yeah, Edge is just in a lot better position. They had a good week last week in the scrimmage. They're getting a lot of pressure on the passer. I expect that to continue. It's just an upgraded position, kind of similar to safety.
Ian, if you had the opportunity, and we're talking to our sources, and some of this stuff we obviously just can't talk about, but what would be the one question that you really want to know that's going on with the defense right now, be it schematically or from a player perspective?
It'd be hard to zero it down to one.
Upwards of 17. We've got 14 minutes left.
Yep. I'll go. I want to know the coverages they're running, if there's any major changes or if it's kind of just still the quarters with a lot of man coverage mixed in. I'd be curious to know how well they're running man coverage this year. I think they used it a fair bit last year, but when they played Washington or Oklahoma or whoever, they weren't always particularly good at it. So I'd be curious to hear how that's coming along. Whether the fronts have changed at all. The general influence of Johnny Nansen, what is he bringing to the table schematically? And I think we are confident that he's going to develop the linebackers and be a good position coach and get guys fired up. I think his reputation as a recruiter and an overall kind of strong sideline guy are established, but I'm curious what specifically ideas wise he's bringing to the team. And I'm really curious what their plan is for pressure. Their plan on how to pressure the quarterback has changed. That's been probably the biggest change from year to year. Just schematically, how do they approach trying to get to that guy? They could be working on new things there. They could also just be saying, we got four guys that can go get it. We don't have to scheme our way to the quarterback as much this year. There's a lot of questions there, and I'd be curious to see. One more final one maybe would just be how they're handling some of Sark's RPOs, which right. We'd heard were giving them absolute fits earlier in practice. So Derek's earlier point, you wonder if they're going to come out and run some of their more advanced RPOs a lot in the scrimmage and how that goes.
Based on the knowledge that we have of Baker and our new D-line coach and what he's bringing from, obviously, the NFL and the scheme that he's coming through, if you had to guess if there were any changes from a D-line perspective, what would you forecast there? And obviously, we're not going to hold you to this, although this is being recorded and we're going to throw it back in your face if you mess it up.
I think you would think that they'd be a little more movement heavy this year, more slants and loops with the defensive linemen, where you line up in one gap, but then you move to another one after the snap. But then there's an additional question beyond that of, is that something that they start mixing in on passing downs as a way to help get to the quarterback? Or is that something that they use as like a solution to run defense? Because they've got guys that are getting better at staying low and holding their ground, like Eric said. But Collins, Sevilla in particular, and presumably Broughton and Dre Bledsoe, a lot of these guys are guys that some of the moments where they look the best and where their athletic traits really shine is when they can get on the move. And Baker and PK style in the past has not really been heavy on using movement to stop the run. It's been, get low, engage your blocker and hold your ground. So that'd be a pretty interesting change if they're going to start slanting those guys around. But whether they do that against the run or not, you'd be curious if they're doing that against the pass and if maybe they're getting a little more proficient there.
Having more movement on the line, especially pre-snap. And again, this is an overly simplistic question, but that creates more movement, right? And that obviously creates more energy output from these particular players. And one of the things that Eric highlighted earlier this week is we're just not going to be rotating the depth at that position as frequently as we did in the past, just given what we have at the roster. So this is a question for you, Eric. do you think they would keep to a similar schematic thing just based on that level of depth that we're going through? And I know that you're bullish on some of those guys, but where do you see that level of schematic change play into it based on the depth of that position?
Well, you know, I think they're going to improve depth through the portal coming up. Right. So I think their goal is always going to be to rotate. They were doing it to their detriment a couple years ago at different positions, sometimes a defensive tackle in that first year. But, you know, I think if they add a couple guys, we'll still see them go a little deeper in their rotation. It'll never be as good as it was, you know, last year, or really the year before. It was really good too with, you know, you had Sweat and Murphy as the backups. You know, you're in a pretty good spot when that's the case. But I do anticipate seeing more movement. It's just not like Ian said, it's not something that Kwiatkowski has ever really relied on. But you know, I think they're going to try to get to the pass rush, honestly, because that's, you know, they saw the returns on that when they didn't devote a lot of numbers to coverage. The more guys you can have in coverage, the better the defense is. And so I think they're going to play it straight up, and they've got the horses on the edges to do that. And then the linebackers, you can always blitz a linebacker too. Obviously, Anthony Hill's fantastic in that. David Benda can move downhill too. So I don't think we're going to see a ton of schematic changes. I do hope to see more movement. As far as coverages, Ian mentioned coverage. They're doing everything. They're working on every single thing in the bag right now. Split coverages, man coverages, zone coverages. They've been a lot better in man. At least that's what I've heard so far this spring. And I think they're getting a lot more comfortable in zone than they have been in the past. It's, you know, that experience is going to pay off in those ways.
We've got some new viewers today, and I really appreciate you guys checking us out and seeing what's going on. If you can obviously subscribe, that helps us keep this thing going. And more information is available at InsideTexas.com. We are running a special right now. If you use the promo code IT2, that's the promo code IT2. We're going to give you 2 months of that. IT1, thank you so much. That's 2 months of that material, which is going to lead you all the way through the spring. We're going to get into a bit of the June stuff. The transfer portal, which is what we're about to talk about, is going to kick off, and there's a lot of information. But again, we just appreciate y'all being here. And if you could subscribe, that really does help us. One of the things that you alluded to earlier in an earlier video that I've again linked in this section here is the idea that when we have guests, as it were, Sark really lets it loose and the pads are popping. Can you let us know a little bit about that? Because Sark really does like to show off a little bit when he's got people in his house.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great infomercial for your program. You've got it's upfront advertising. It doesn't get much better than that. You got, you know, players want to see hard hitting. They want to see effort. They want to see togetherness, cohesiveness. And a scrimmage is a perfect setting for that. So scheduling these big visit days around a scrimmage is just smart marketing. We always say that players become your best recruiters, and this is a very good intimate setting for players and recruits to interact. So, I mean, it's just a brilliant move to have all these visitors based around your big, most spirited practices.
We've got, and again, I just want to touch on this a little bit because we have a major recruit that was obviously committed this week. And we're not going to go into too much detail because we did that a lot this week. And we've got a video about that as well. Again, it's in the show notes. So please check that out. But this is the first recruit that Nathan has brought in for at the linebacker position. And Ian, I would just love to hear your perspective on what you know Nason's style to be and why it's important that this particular player was brought in.
Well, he really made hay in Arizona with this guy, Jacob Manu, that was a terrific blitzer. He was a smaller, faster guy, and Nason kept him on the field in a lot of different packages, really coached him up to find gaps well in his run fits, but he also blitzed him from different angles all the time and really made use of having an athlete there. I think that's obviously going to be a good fit with Benda and Anthony Hill. Like Eric noted earlier, both those guys are good blitzers, and working with Nansen is probably a big plus. So this new kid, the Skyline kid, Barnes, another very twitchy athlete, like a guy like that. You really make the most of them when you have packages that allow them to blitz from different angles, because I mean, it's pretty simple, right? Just get the fast guy going to the quarterback.
Right.
There's a real art and nuance to it, though, that Nansen has shown he's particularly good at teaching these guys how to get there. So that'll be exciting to watch for sure.
We have a very big week coming up. Just a few more practices left before we get into the final spring game. We will have all that information to you. Before the spring game, we are going to do our more traditional roundtable, a pre-game roundtable. And as a special treat, we are going to have a live broadcast post game. We'll be actually at Posse East over there, so please feel free to come check us out. Now, this is a little bit briefer because, again, the information that this week has already been taken care of on all of our other outlets and especially on YouTube. Again, check out those links. Please subscribe. If you've got any comments for us, I absolutely check those out, except for the ones who have a screen name that look like a VIN number. You guys generally write mean things, and I don't really check that out. So if you guys want to get more of this information, please subscribe. I know that our friend Little Nino Nalin has his first soccer game today. Super excited about that. So I want to give him an opportunity to go. And Mr. Boyd is getting some packing boxes. So we appreciate your time. I know this is really brief, but if you could just go ahead and drink your coffee, enjoy the rest of your day. And we thank you so much for checking us out.